885-2000. That's 885-2000. Live happier at New Haven.
CMH Services is South Carolina's source for new Crown and Unicarriers forklifts, used forklifts, and forklift parts, service, and rentals. CMH offers a complete line of material handling solutions for every application. CMH is dedicated to providing their customers the equipment, knowledge, and support they need to make every operation a total success. Locally owned since 1968. Call 800-922-9569 to find out more or go online cmhservices.net. That's cmhservices.net.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You want in, you're welcome to. 654-7627. You get in with your master's calls. Again, I don't want to hear them tomorrow. It's too late by the time I come on. So if you have master's calls, you think I'm all wet about my picks, then get in and make yours. Don't tell me later that you knew what was going to happen. I don't want to hear that. Tell me who's going to win and why. This is from the New York Times. Patriots Julian Edelman may have thwarted a school shooting. The New England Patriots receiver Julian Edelman was in Texas visiting his former teammate Danny Amendola late last month when he received a direct message on his Instagram account. Dude, there's a kid in your comment section said he's going to shoot up a school. I think you should alert the authority. Edelman instantly thought of the mass shooting about 5 weeks early in Parkland, Florida, in which 17 people were killed. With the emotions of what happened, and I have a kid now, he said, "Holy Toledo, what's going on?" Edelman said in an interview this week. He quickly notified his assistant in Boston, Shannon Moan, who looked through the hundreds of comments that followed Edelman's most recent post on Instagram. She found the alarming message, "I'm going to shoot my school up. Watch the news." Dude, there's a kid in your comment section says he's going to shoot the school up. I think you should alert the authority. Moan called 911. A police officer soon arrived. The officer saw the screenshot, then called her chief, who sent two detectives to Moan's house. The detectives collected some information about the person who posted the threat. They then returned to their office, where they made an emergency records request for account information, which allowed them to determine the sender's email and IP address, which was traced to Port Huron, Michigan. The detectives called police in Michigan, who immediately drove to the house where the threatening message originated. When the police arrived at the address, they found a 14-year-old boy, they said, admitted to posting the threat. They also found two rifles that belonged to his mother, according to Captain Joseph Platzer of the Port Huron Police Department. Platzer said the boy's threat was aimed at a middle school that he attends in a nearby township. The boy was taken to a juvenile detention center where he remains. He was charged with making a false report of a threat of terrorism, a felony that's punishable by up to 4 years in jail. You know, look, here's the thing. We don't know that it was a false report.
Yeah, how can they call it a false? Right.
It could very well, you know, again.
They need to reword that. They need to have a charge for making it altogether.
Well, they, you know, in a way, I guess they do, because he's now facing up to, what did it say, up to 4 years?
Good.
Is that what it said?
Good.
He was charged with making a false report of a threat of terrorism, a felony that's punishable by up to 4 years in jail. You know, I hope they keep him there. I hope they monitor. I'm sorry. I know this sounds harsh. But in this world we live in, listen, if you're dumb enough to make false threats at this point, well, you deserve to be in jail for 4 years based on stupidity. Because given everything that's going on, you know, there's nothing funny about that.
You can't take a chance.
And there's nothing funny about it.
No,
you know,
it's not.
Let's just say that in this case, that you have no intention of actually carrying out those actions. You just thought it was funny. You're not funny. You're a punk.
Right.
That's what you are. I'm sorry. That's what you are. There's nothing funny about that right now. Don't you get that? People are dying. People's lives are at stake. There's nothing funny. So stop doing it. If you're thinking about doing that, or you're thinking it's funny, or that your friends will think, there's nothing funny about that. There's nothing funny about it. And they should treat every one of those situations as if they committed the crime. 4 years, not enough. I'm sorry. You send that kind of message, go away forever, as far as I'm concerned.
You know, and I am really glad that the police acted like they did and took it seriously.
Yeah. I'm glad they did as well.
I mean, took the trouble to track it down and go over there and everything.
Well, we have no choice. What happened in Florida, they had all sorts of, it's like we say every time, there's always somebody who knows. In Florida, a whole bunch of people knew. A whole bunch of people knew, including people in authority knew what that individual was capable of. And they didn't act. They didn't do the things they were supposed to do. You know, we live in a world now where when these things happen, you have to take them seriously. And so good for him. Good for him. South Carolina just got a pickup from 4-star Elite 11 quarterback Ryan Holinsky. This was an expected commit, I think, today based on several things that happened recently. So it's a big commit. And he is the brother of Tyler Holinsky. And Tyler Holinsky, of course, was the Washington State quarterback who committed suicide. So, but a big commit for South Carolina. I wish that kid well. Tiger Todd, where did that go, Ramona? Read me that text that Tiger Todd just sent in.
Hell, I had to find it.
Well, it should be right at the top. It shouldn't take you long.
I have to open the text.
I'll find it.
Okay, it says Tiger Todd.
It's not funny, and furthermore, it's so disrespectful to the families of the victims in the former shootings. Exactly.
Yeah,
nothing funny about it. Again, every one of those things needs to be treated as if it were, as if the actual action occurred, and that'll stop these people. And again, look, the vast majority of the people who are committing these crimes are doing just that.
Oh, sending out texts and everything. That's exactly right. They like to tell people.
Exactly.
They want everybody to know.
Right. Exactly right. They want to be famous. They're looking for their own, and in their twisted way, they've decided that that this is how they can get it. You know. Here's the thing. I know this sounds, again, harsh, but the end game of all this is that every one of these individuals who does these things, they need to be killed at the end of the process. They don't need to go to jail. They need to die. You know, if they enter into these schools or anything else, YouTube or anywhere else with guns, they need to, in the end, they need to die. They don't need to be allowed to live out any fame afterward or have people telling their stories. They need to be made examples of. I'm sorry. This is the way I feel about it. If in this climate you are on any message board threatening anybody with that type of action, then you deserve to go to jail. And if this individual wasn't so inclined, well, then 4 years from now, when you get out, you'll understand why what you did is wrong. You know, I don't know. It's just awful. That's a big commit for South Carolina. That's a good commit. I've not watched his film yet. I have seen his brother play, and his brother had ability. His brother actually replaced Luke Falk on several occasions this past season, not just based on injury. So, you know, again, I'll watch his film in the next couple of days, and I'll report back to you on what I see. But this was in the offing, and it's a good commit. It's a good commit. Texter 356 says 1,000% agree, Walt. And I'm getting other messages like that as well. Yeah, I mean, it's common sense. You know, it's just. Let me get to Scotty and Seneca on the Northland Communication phone lines. Scotty, how are you?
I'm blessed. How you doing, Mr. Walt?
Good, Scotty. Appreciate you getting in.
Well, I've got a few years on a couple people, but according to what you're saying, when I was younger, I bet there wasn't a month gone by, everybody was stealing a plane, hijacked to Cuba, hijacked to Syria, hijacked. And the U.S. government said, guess what? That plane lands, it's not taking off. You can kill everybody, but you ain't getting away. And hijacking stopped. I haven't heard of hijacking in 30, 40 years.
That's true.
When they quit playing games and said, that's it, you're done, it stopped. You know? So I'm not saying to the point you are, maybe kill them, but they'd be locked up probably the rest of their lives. You know what?
Hey, look, you enter any facility, you enter anywhere and start shooting innocent people, you should die. At the end of the process, you should die. That's what I'm rooting for. I'll tell you right now, anyone who does that, I'm rooting you end up dead. I'm sorry. It's the way it is.
I agree with you.
I'm not. If you're going to go and kill innocent people, I hope at the end of the process you wind up dead.
Save us taxpayers' money.
Well, that's right. And again, you know, if all these things wind up with the same conclusion, then maybe they'll stop happening now. Because I'm not sure how else you stop it. But I will say this: you know, the Edelman way is one way. You know, you know that old saying, it takes a village. I'm not a big believer in any socialistic philosophy, but I do believe that we all need to be vigilant. And that when we see and hear things that don't sound right, we need to report them to the authorities and try and ensure that the authorities act on them. Because in the Florida case, it wasn't enough to have things reported to authorities. They didn't act on them.
Well, I know when I moved down from Minnesota 20 years ago, and every one of their schools, they had electric lockdown.
Yeah.
And after that first bell rang, you had to go to a door and beep it through video cam and everything else, even if to get your child out of school. Nobody was entering that school. Whatever we got to do to protect the children.
That's right. That's exactly right. Whatever we have to do to protect the youngest and most innocent, we have to do. Whatever that is. And it's not this fanciful, wishful thinking of going and collecting everyone's guns. That's not happening. You know, Britain has the most strict gun laws in the world, and their murder rate and their shootings have escalated a zillionfold in the last year. They're so out of control. You know, in real life, if you want to stop it, you need to start acting proactively. You need to stop it at the source. We need to have police, whatever, retired police, retired military. They need to be in all these schools. We need metal detectors, whatever. All right, Texter 907 says, dead guys are never repeat offenders. Right.
I agree with that. So what's your comments on the Braves?
I thought you were a Saints fan. You're a Braves fan?
I'm an Oakland Saints fan. I was just figuring, you know, I didn't get a hold of you because opening day and the Braves won. I said, check it, Walt. Opening day and the Braves are in first place. You may never see that again.
No, look, I think the Braves are about a 500 team. I think that's about the best they can be this year. I think the future is really bright for Atlanta, but it's not going to be this year. I mean, this team doesn't have enough pitching. Right now. Now, down the line, they're going to have lots of pitching because their farm system is the richest in pitching in all of baseball. So I think the Braves have a really bright future, but that future is not going to start really for 2 or 3 years. You know, you'll get little glimpses now and again. They'll bring Ronald Acuna up in 10, 11 days. And again, that's an issue of an extra year of contractual control. And that's the delay in that. And he's a future superstar, it would appear. So, you know, there's a lot of reason for optimism for the future for the Braves, but it's not coming now. Right now, you got a few guys in the Braves lineup who have never hit before who are hitting 500. So, you know, I don't think that's likely to last. And I think ultimately the starting pitching is going to be problematic. But, you know, I think the Braves will finish third or fourth.
Houston last year.
Say again?
Astros last year, I couldn't name a pitcher, but I knew they were averaging about 7 runs a game.
Yeah, the Braves aren't going to average 7 runs a game. The Braves, the Braves lineup's not good enough to average 7 runs a game. I mean, there aren't enough components to it. So it's a work in progress. Again, I think it's about a 500 team on the year. I would say they finish in third or fourth. I think the Nationals win the division. I think the Mets finish second, and then I think Atlanta and Philly will fight for third place.
And the other comment was opening day. Stanton hit 2 home runs.
Yep.
And yesterday he struck out 5
times.
5-5. New York City fans were
yeah, they're ruthless people. They're ruthless people.
They don't
care. Yeah, they don't care what you did opening day. That was a week ago, man. that was long ago. Most Yankee fans can't remember past that a week back. So. Yeah, no, that's a long time ago there, Scotty. What do you want your Saints to do, Scotty? What do you want your Saints to do? 27.
It's either this year or next year. We got 2 more years because I think Breeze will sign another 2-year contract and that'll be it. But our defense is coming along.
It is.
And Butler, who knows? We were going to trade for Butler and Belichick outsmarted himself and didn't play him. Remember, we were going to trade for him
the
season. We couldn't get him. I still think we need secondary help, but
how about tight end?
Well, Demonican Sue, he went to New Orleans before he signed with the Rams.
Yeah, but that's over now, Scott.
So I'm just glad.
But that's over now, Scotty.
What?
He's already gone.
I'm glad we're looking at defense. We don't never pick nobody on defense till the 4th, 5th round.
Okay.
And we're like blasting defense.
Well, hey, look, your draft worked out pretty well last year. You wound up with 4 elite starters. You wound up with Williams. You wound up with Ramczyk. You wound up with Alvin Kamara. And Mo Lattimore. So you wound up with 4 elite starters out of the draft last year for a team that wasn't bad. That's pretty good. The Saints had one of the greatest drafts in the last quarter century last year. Say again?
Have you seen any film of my Mississippi State quarterback that signed with LSU?
Who?
He didn't play one down last year.
Oh, I think so. Didn't we talk about this before?
I said what? He broke all of Favre's records, and I've never seen a kid play.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, well, right now Alabama's got a better quarterback than anybody in the nation, probably. So we beat him up, but
got to run, Scotty.
All right, bye-bye. Have a good one.
Have some 151 on me. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing before we go to break. 269-1232, 269-1232. Gilstrap Roofing, that's all they do for 80 years they've done roofs. For 30 years, they've maintained an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Do you know how difficult that is? That's Gilstrap Roofing. That's who they are. And they'll be glad to help you. They helped Ramona when her roof was leaking. Whether you have a big job or a small job, and how would you know? Call Gilstrap Roofing. Take advantage of their free checkup, as so many have. If there's something wrong, get it fixed. They have licensed insurance adjusters on staff. They know how the process works. If there's nothing wrong, that's what they'll tell you. Just like they told Purple James, he was sure there was something wrong with his roof. He said, no, sir, you don't need to do anything for 3 or 4 years. Get the peace of mind that knows, because let's be honest, if you're like me, you know, you haven't been up on your roof in a while. Most people don't go up on their roofs. And even if you did, you wouldn't know what to look for, what the sign. You're probably just crossing your fingers and hoping that, like Ramona, your house doesn't start to rain inside. Stop hoping. Call Gilstrap. Get it checked out. 269-1232. 269-1232. You want in? 654-7627. Quick break.
The only thing better than playing golf is playing an attorney for a great cause. The 2018 golf tournament to benefit New Foundations Home for Children is May 10th at Cobbs Glen. This Captain's Choice tournament starts at 1 p.m. with registration and lunch at 11:30. Get your four-person team together or consider a sponsorship package to play and benefit your company. For registration or sponsorship packages, call Chris at 864-260-4705 or log on to newfoundationschildren.com.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Monday's pizza and a pint build your own four-topping pizza for $9. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
CMH Services has again been recognized as an MVP dealer by the material handling industry's leading trade organization, MHEDA, for five consecutive years. In earning the award, CMH Services demonstrated excellence in the areas of industry advocacy, customer service and safety, business networking, continuing education, and business best practices. Get award-winning material handling solutions at CMH Services. Call 800-922-9569. That's 800-922-9569.
Whether you're a sole proprietor or your company employs several hundred people, Kiwi Financial Group advises on small group retirement plans and insurance benefits. Whether you are looking to start a plan or if you already have a plan, the independent advisors at Kiwi Financial Group will do a comprehensive review of your small group needs and recommend your best options. Discover successful employee benefit strategies with Kiwi Financial Group in Clemson. Call them today at 654-5043.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
This is a message from the emergency stuffed crust warning system.
Cheese!
Little Caesar's Extra Most Bestest Pizza now has 3 feet of cheese stuffed in the crust for just $9. I repeat, it has 3 feet of cheese stuffed in the crust.
Cheese!
That concludes the message from the emergency stuffed crust warning system. Get a large Little Caesar's Extra Most Bestest Pepperoni Stuffed Crust Pizza for $9. Top four national pizza chains, Extra Most Bestest Pizza versus large round one-topping pepperoni pizza, everyday standard menu prices, 3 feet of cheese before cooking at participating locations plus tax.
Pizza, pizza.
GEICO presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Nothing's worse than walking into your garage and realizing a thief has ridden off with your bike. So today, I'll teach you how to burglar-proof your home with a pudding-filled moat. All you need is a backhoe, a drawbridge, and thousands of gallons of butterscotch pudding. Now let's start digging.
You could try to protect your stuff with pudding, or you could get covered for personal property loss through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Call GEICO and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200. Or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula.
I won't be wronged. I won't be insulted. I won't be laid a hand on. I don't do these things to other people. I require the same from them.
On 105.5 The Roar.
Sometimes I feel I am getting kind of low. Thoughts I am thinking are the reason. So I try to remember without talking to myself. Things that I've said or maybe things that I felt about you.
Walked up to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. I'm getting a lot of texts and people ask me if I know about the Ryan Helinski thing. Yeah, we've already talked about it. I have not watched his film yet, so I got to reserve judgment on it. I know that he's a highly acclaimed kid, brother of Tyler, I understand, who was the Washington State quarterback who committed suicide, unfortunately, this past season. And so kid who's had a lot to deal with as well, but evidently a talented kid. I know his brother had talent, so I'll assume he does as well. I'll endeavor to watch his film in the next day or two, and I'll report back to all who are asking about it. You know, during the break, Ramona reminded me about that guy in Florida, the armed cop who did not go in to that school. And, you know, and it's I don't even like thinking about that, because I get that some people never know until that moment comes how you're going to respond to something like that. But isn't it better to die a hero than to live a coward's life? I mean, how does that guy live with himself? I just don't get it. I mean, how do you live with the notion that you stood outside knowing that someone was walking into that school intent on killing children and you were armed? Now, look, I get that it may not have been a fair fight. I get it. I get that the perpetrator was armed to a degree that you weren't, but you were armed and you were trained, and how you don't intervene is just beyond me. I mean, I don't care if you were armed or not, by the way. I mean, you have to try. And if you die trying, then at least you tried to save those kids. I don't even like thinking back on it. I just can't. It doesn't compute. You know, it's one of those things. It doesn't even seem like a natural human reaction. You know, the natural human reaction, I think, in that situation is to try and help.
The teachers and students were helping people and getting killed doing it. I don't know.
Trying to do the best they could. I need to get off of that because it's just making me crazy. Dude in Pickens writes, I picked up Run DMC at the airport and drank a cold one with them and Edwin McCain, all cool guys. That's a great story,
that
dude.
That's cool.
That's exactly what we're talking about. Trent from Greenville says, I saw Jim Calhoun at an airport in Turks and Caicos Airport. Not much more than that. Still pretty cool. How about that? I wonder what Jimmy was doing down there. Probably recruiting some guy from an island. Where is the text?
I got, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I got on the Health Air text line, I got Rocky in L.A. that says, hey, Walt, how would it be for golf and Tiger if Tiger were to win?
It would be enormous. I mean, it would be a giant celebration. All is forgiven. You know, it's funny. We're almost at a point where Tiger seems to have like more fans than ever. Whereas when Tiger had a fall from grace, where there were a lot of people sort of turned on him. Now it seems like a long enough time has passed that all has been forgotten, and most want to see Tiger rebound. And so, yeah, look, if he were to win, it would be great. Now, it's not a long-term remedy for the game of golf. I don't think the game of golf needs a remedy. I think that great players will be found. That it just takes time. You can't, you know, remember, Ramona, when the Kentucky Derby in a 34-year absence of, or the Triple Crown Series in a 34-year absence of having a Triple Crown winner, decided that, or started, you start to hear these conversations about, well, it's too difficult. We need to make it easier. We need to change the rules. We need to change the Belmont rules. We need to not allow fresh horses into races, and we need to basically dumb it down. And I said, no, you don't. You just need to wait for the right one, because the right one will come. That's what greatness is about. You don't lower the bar to find greatness. You wait. Greatness is simmered, and sometimes it takes a long time. But American Pharoah was coming. The day was coming that the right horse. Remember, we had several owners of horses whose horses had won the first two legs who complained. They complained that, oh, they had to go against fresh horses in the third leg, and that's why they didn't win. No, it's because your horse wasn't good enough to win. We don't have to need to change the standards of history to create greatness. We just need to wait for it. And along came American Pharoah, and your humble road rage servant saw it coming and predicted American Pharoah would win the Triple Crown before any of it happened. And oh, by the way, I think we may be headed towards another great horse, because I correctly picked the winner of the Florida Derby, if you follow me on Twitter, and we'll talk more about that moving forward. But as it relates to this, look, I don't know who it's going to be. You can't force it. People wanted to make it Spieth. Well, it's not going to be Spieth. I don't know who it will be. At one point, it was thought to be Rory McIlroy, and maybe it still will be. Maybe he'll find his game. He's still young enough to find his game. I don't know. I don't know how it'll play out. But there will always be another great one. You know, when Michael Jordan left the game of basketball, it was, oh, you know, there's never going to be another. When, of course, there was Bird and Johnson before him, and there was Russell and Chamberlain and guys like that before them. There will always be others. And somewhere along the line, there may be somebody who breaks Jack Nicklaus's record. Whether that person's playing now or not, I don't know. But in the vacuum created by the absence of Michael Jordan came LeBron James and came other great players. And now people are actually trying to say that, well, Michael Jordan's not the greatest player anymore. Of course, I don't think he was anyway, but that's a different debate that I don't want to get into today. Although, I do want to say something. I'm coming to you guys on the phone lines. The Philadelphia 76ers are putting up a statue of Dr. J. And that's warranted. That's tremendous. Julius Erving, who's number 32, was retired by the New Jersey Nets, and number 6 was retired by the Philadelphia 76ers. I will still tell you to this day, Julius Erving could do things in the air with a basketball that no human being before, since, and maybe ever will ever do again. Erving could do things in the air. It was not just his great leaping ability. It was the way he could control the ball. It was the length of his arms. He could do things in the air that no other player has ever come close to doing. And in some ways, he's the most spectacular. He's certainly the most spectacular finisher of all time, the most spectacular lane filler of all time. And when you forget about these things, go back and watch. Go to YouTube. Use it as a resource.
And he's a real guy.
Yeah, I mean, Julius Erving was an unbelievable talent. You know, I even went back and watched his Rucker Park film the other day. You know, while you're sleeping, I'm watching film of Julius Erving in Rucker Park. You know, in Ramona, they lined up on the bridges. They lined up on the bridges to watch Julius play in Rucker Park. Such was his legend. And so a statue in Philadelphia of Julius Erving? Oh, hell yeah. I'm all for that. Let me get to Cheap Tricker and Chad. I see you there waving, producer Ramona. Cheap Tricker.
Walt Deptula.
What's going on, Cheap Tricker?
I don't get to do this enough. I've got a brush with greatness story. I was at NC State in 1984 and was playing pickup ball in the gym. And our five went on the court to take on the five that had just won. And I got the task of guarding Spud Webb.
No!
Oh, yes.
And I'll bet you he was quick as ever.
You couldn't guard him.
No.
But the brush with greatness, after getting abused inside and outside, came trailing on a fast break. We both went up for a missed layup, And as I, at 5'11", and him at 5'7", were rising, the ball came right to the perfect hand, and I flushed it while staring him right in the face.
You did
and then
not.
After he won the...
You're telling me you yoked on Spud Webb?
It was, hey, if it went his way, he would have yoked it on me, but the ball came off my way.
So at 5'11", you could dunk?
Not with the ball in my hand. It had to already be up there.
Okay. So you're saying you threw it back down off a rebound.
That's exactly what I did.
That's a pretty good memory. Hard. I hope you got that one on video.
They didn't have it in the student gym in 1984. But as far as the Masters go,
yeah,
Bubba Watson will end up at minus 11. And Justin Rose will finish second again. And Rory will be tied with Brian Harman for third. That is my pick for the Masters. I think Brian Harman will be leading going into the final round and will
falter
down the stretch.
How about that? That's longer odds. It's probably like a 50-1 shot or something.
Yeah, he is a local product. He did go to Georgia.
Yep.
So I have to go in that direction with some of my picks down there in Augusta.
I understand it. I like it, Cheap Tricker. Thank you for sharing the story. Hey, Ramon, are we buying that? Are we buying the Cheap Tricker yoked on Spud Webb?
I don't know. He did say he was taller than him, though.
He did. But, you know, Spud Webb had a vertical leap of like 50 inches.
Wow.
But Cheap Tricker says he threw him back down over his head when the ball rebounded off. And it was in the cylinder. Oh, Ramona's doubting that story.
I can hear the doubt.
I've got people on the text line who are doubting it too. Stannis, you asked me about the Carolina Panthers earlier. I went to get to that. Stannis is a bit off subject, but I've heard you call David Robinson soft in the paint despite his 3 blocks per game throughout his career. Agree with you on this and was thinking about other Hall of Famers who had, I'll have to read the rest of that text when we get back because I can't find it. Let me tell you about Elkmont Trading Company. Monday night at Elkmont is pint and barbecue night. For $9.95, you get a barbecue plate and a pint of your choice. Tuesdays are date night. By the way, let me explain to you about this barbecue at Elkmont. Moist, delicious, never dried out or overcooked, real home-cooked, pit-cooked barbecue, slow-roasted the old-fashioned way using real hickory wood briquettes, no fake liquid smoke stuff. That's cheating. Elkmont sauce is a blend of Carolina vinegar and traditional tomato based on that provides a subtle sweet to the sandwich, a subtle sweet heat to the sandwich, but not much sauce is needed because when you pit-cook pork, just the right way over hickory without overcooking. The smoky flavor sealed in. The meat is moist, tender, delicious. The barbecue that's then topped with melted homemade pimento cheese and served on a toasted King's Hawaiian sweet bun. And that's served with a side of their incredible homemade red potato salad. And you get a pint of your favorite locally brewed craft beer. Tuesdays are date night. Buy one dinner, get the second half off. Wednesdays are Wine Wednesday. Half price bottles of wine, 6 to 8. 16 locally brewed craft beers on tap. Rustic Lodge. It's beautiful. It's inviting. It's homey. And remember, Elkmont's open for lunch. So if you want a special place to go to lunch and to have some quiet away from like the madness of Clemson Boulevard, Elkmont has spectacular lunches, great place to bring clients as well. Get on. Don't forget Elkmont Trading Company when it comes to lunch. And, of course, everything for the outdoorsman, outdoorswoman. You want to get in, 654-7627. Lots to get to. Waltip Tuller Road Rage, quick break.
Hey, guys, Kelly here. As a Clemson graduate, I'm here to inform our listeners about Clemson Give Day. We are calling all Tigers to unite for Clemson's third Give Day on Wednesday, April 4th. It's time to show you are all in. Make your gift online now at clemson.edu/giveday and be a part of this historic effort. Gifts are tax deductible. Go to clemson.edu/giveday and share on social media using hashtag #ClemsonGiveDay. Go Tigers!
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialist can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864 475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at CantyFoundationSC.com.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Spring has sprung, and so has pollen. Don't let the outside stay in. A clean like no other with Zero Res. Zero Res carpet and air duct cleaning. Extreme clean like new carpets. No one can clean like Zero Res because they use empowered water and leave no residue behind. Mention my name, Mickey Plyler, and receive 3 rooms for $129 and a free hallway. Call 864-558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com to make your appointment. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
Retirement Funding Advisors works with you to ensure the smooth and consistent operation of your retirement plan. A qualified retirement plan is a valuable benefit, from attracting new employees to showing your employees that you care. A great retirement plan is a rewarding experience for everyone. A successful retirement plan meets the needs of your employees by giving them the tools to save for retirement. Get all the help you need with Retirement Funding Advisors by calling 864-252-4694.
We're here at the Trane Heating and Air Conditioning Testing Facility to see how unstoppable their products really are.
All right, well, I don't like this one at all. Okay, inside this climate chamber, it's raining incredibly hard on this Trane AC unit. It's 5 to 6 inches of water an hour, actually. Apparently, this room also does icy rain, but I'm definitely not sticking around for that. I'm completely soaked, but this machine doesn't seem to be slowing down at all. Clearly, it's hard to stop a train.
During the Trane Unstoppable event, now through May 31st, buy a qualifying Trane system from Pittman Heating and Air and choose special financing for 48 months or up to a $1,000 trade-in allowance on a qualifying new Trane system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's PittmanAC.com, subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
Trane, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
You are an individual, born to wander, to create, to explore, to dream. You can't be tamed or confined. Wrangler jeans are made to move with you, sharing in your daring imagination and passion for wonder. Discover your next adventure with Wrangler and explore our new fashion collection, Wonder West by Boot Barn. Where will your boots take you?
You know cars and trucks cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. Did you also know George Coleman Ford is always looking to buy quality pre-owned vehicles from you? Even if you don't buy from them, they can make the process smooth and easy in buying your pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. It's the way George Coleman Ford has been doing business in Travelers Rest for over 86 years and four generations. Whether buying from them or selling to them, trust in George Coleman Ford.
Hendrick Honda is surrounded by colleges and universities. Let Hendrick Honda Easily help you on the path of success with our first-time buyer and college graduate programs. At Hendrick Honda Easily, their sales team is fair, fast, easy, and transparent, here to help you buy your new or pre-owned Hendrick Honda Easily vehicle. Their on-site service department and extended customer service ensures your vehicle will get continuous support. Hendrick Honda Easily, in the heart of the upstate at 4609 Callan Memorial Highway, and online at HendrickHondaSC.com. Again, that's HendrickHondaSC.com.
Sula on 105.5 The Roar.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Let me tell you about Simmons Mattress Outlet, World of Sleep in the old Walmart building in Seneca. 13,000 mattresses from which to choose. Sleep is vital. It's vital to your health, your well-being, your civility, your productivity, all those things. The Clemson football program has done extensive sleep studies, and they've determined that if you lose as little as 40 minutes of sleep a night, that your productivity goes way down. way down. Well, what do you think happens to you when you're losing 2 hours, 3 hours more a night because you're rolling over constantly and you never get restful sleep? Stop letting it happen to you. Sleep has never been more affordable or more attainable. Don't pay retail prices. Go to the Simmons Mattress Outlet where you can get mattresses every day for up to 75% off. These aren't sales. This is the way it is every day. And you mentioned you heard it here, and they'll throw in the box spring freight. It can't get better. Simmons Mattress Outlet, World of Sleep, in the old Walmart building in Seneca. It doesn't get better than that. So by all means, get out there and go see those good people. You will thank me later. All right. Before I go back to the Northland Communication phone lines, which are jammed up, hey, Ramona, do you have the text from Stannis?
You mean to read the Panthers one first?
Yeah, give me the Panthers
okay,
one first.
Okay, it's from Stannis on the Health Derek text line. Who would you like for the Panthers to grab first round between, is that Juice? Geis, Landry, Arden Key, or an offensive lineman, someone else?
Yeah, I'm not sure it'll be any of those guys. I think that... I don't think Arden Key is going in round one. I think that his talent, there's so many massive disconnects with Arden Key. I just don't know. I honestly don't know. I don't know. I think that if you watch the film from when he was healthy and at an appropriate weight, he looks like a dominant player. The other day, yesterday at his pro day, he ran like 4.9. He did not look good in the positional workouts at the combine. I just don't know what you do with him. I mean, I think he has talent, but you're taking a risk on Arden Key. I think he's a character risk at this point, and I don't think guys like that go in round one of the NFL draft. So I don't think he's going round one. Geis could well be there. Obviously, he could be a replacement for Stewart and give you a complimentary piece there. I think you could certainly look safety if you did. You're talking a Justin Reed or a Ronnie Harrison. And I also think you could look wide receiver. I mean, the Panthers don't have enough receiving options for Cam Newton. If you want to make Cam Newton the best that he can be, you're going to have to get additional weapons. You can't rely on Bird to stretch the field. He's a little guy. If a guy like a DJ Moore was there, you could look at DJ Moore as well. What was the rest of that tweet, Ramona? I want to get back to the phone lines as well.
Okay. It says,
text, rather.
A bit off subject, but I heard you call David Robinson soft in the paint despite his 3 blocks per game throughout his career. Agree with you on this and was thinking about other Hall of Famers who had overlooked cons in their game.
Had overlooked what?
It says who had overlooked cons.
Okay, overlooked negatives. Why? Did he suggest anybody?
It says Alonzo Mourning had a tendency to be overprotective of the rim and get caught out of position for an easy dunk poster.
Yeah, look, I mean, Zoe is a solid player. I don't view him as a Hall of Famer. I mean, Grant Hill was just put in the Hall of Fame. I don't view him as a Hall of Famer either. He had some great years, but his career was injury-plagued. And I don't think of him as a Hall of Famer. I think that they wanted to donate a Hall of Famer to Mike Krzyzewski because he's never had one before. Mississippi
this
Ben.
Other guy?
Say again, Ramona?
Says it goes on. It says I'll consider one of my favorite players, Dominique Wilkins.
Oh, we'll talk about that in a couple minutes. Okay. Save that text. Ben, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, thanks. I was going to harken back to a conversation you were having earlier about the Braves.
Yep.
And I remember something that you said, gosh, it's been months and months and months ago, but it was about Bobby Cox. And I don't disagree with you because, you know, for all of our in-season dominance, our playoff performance was just atrocious. And I was wanting to know, you had said something about Bobby Cox not being a good playoff-style coach.
Right.
And you know, I think the numbers speak truth to that, but I don't exactly understand the intricacies of what makes someone a good playoff coach. And I just want to know if you could expound on that
a bit. You know, he was a proponent of the Earl Weaver school of a three-run home run. And you just don't get that at playoff time. At playoff time, you have to do the little things to win. You have to be willing to hit the ball the opposite way, take pitches, make pitchers work in counts. All the things that Joe Torre's teams did with the New York Yankees, Bobby Cox's team never did any of them. They were free-swinging strikeout hitters who never did any of the little things. Because, see, you go through a whole season with that type of starting pitching that the Braves had, and you win a lot of games like 6-1, you know, 5-1, 7-3, you know, those type of things. But you get to the playoffs, well, suddenly you have to win 2-1, 3-2, because now you're playing other teams that are on a par with you. And you've got to know how to scratch out runs, and you've got to have that philosophy and be able to do so. That's not what Bobby Cox did. And so he his style of managing of coaching was basically to wait for three run home runs that never come.
Just swing away.
Right, at playoff time. And so that was his undoing. And I think as a result, the Braves lost to some teams that they probably weren't as good as, because the Yankees were always trying to build their team with a mind's eye on the end game, whereas the Braves seem to always build their teams on a mind with a mind's eye on winning the National League East. But when you had arguably the greatest pitching staff in the history of baseball for more than a decade, you have to have more than one accidental World Series to show for it. And I think that was the fail. I mean, I honestly think that had for example, had Joe Torre in that same time frame coached the Braves, I think the Braves would have had three or four World Series wins.
Well, from a GM's perspective, when I guess they assume that they're just settling for that, you know, National League East pennant, and then they just settle. So they're not, you know, they're not trying to push Bobby Cox to do anything, or they were just saying, you know, hey, maybe he'll figure it out, or you don't really have that type of equity in the front office to get rid of a coach that's consistently winning 90 games.
Oh, no. No, it's a dilemma. I mean, you know, it's sort of like in basketball, what's going on in Virginia right now. You know, what do you do with Tony Bennett? Yeah. He wins the league every single year, or seemingly every year. I mean, and he gets to the NCAA tournament, and you just can't be any worse. But, you know, you can't get rid of a guy who's dominating his league in the regular season. And, you know, so that's the unfortunate disconnect. And it is a disconnect. I mean, there's no question about it. I mean, I think the record is what it is. And Bobby Cox was a really good regular season manager, and the Braves were a completely dominant team in the National League East. But when they got up in the real world of the playoffs, you know, I mean, and they lost to some teams they never should have lost to. I mean, they lost to the San Diego Padres when the Padres were without Greg Vaughn, who led the National League in home runs. They didn't have him. And the Braves lost to that team. And then that Padres team went on to get swept by the Yankees. So, I mean, they weren't any good. There's no reason for the Braves to lose to that team. They lost to St. Louis one year when Mark McGwire didn't play. And Will Clark took his place at first base. And Clark actually killed the Braves. That was actually sort of bad luck, because Mark McGwire couldn't hit any of those Braves pitchers. Had Mark McGwire been healthy, the Braves probably would have won that series.
We don't like him.
Oh,
no, we don't like him. Yeah, we don't like Mark McGwire.
He's a babe.
Hate, actually.
Well, I appreciate the detail. And give me something to look out for moving forward as a Braves fan.
Thank you, Ben.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate the call.
Can I say something?
Do you have to? No. Yeah. Go ahead.
Did you see this one about Lou? What is it? Lou Piniella, the guy.
What's he say?
Says he got yelled at when he was 16 by Lou Piniella, and it says here's what he says happened. It says someone almost burned the place down with a greasy rag on the grill. This was at his restaurant. He said they called an all staff meeting, and he showed up. railed us. I'm sure it sucked for the adults, but my friends and I were high-fiving in 1988. Good times.
That's one of the great stories of all time, because Lou Piniella had a temper like no other in history. I mean, Lou Piniella's temper was legendary. Like, people think Bobby Cox had a bad temper. Oh, Bobby Cox was nothing compared to Lou Piniella. When Lou Piniella lost it.
Come on, they almost burned the place down.
I'm sure.
That's pretty yell-worthy.
Yeah, I'm sure every cuss word that was ever invented, anything that George Carlin could have thought of, I'm certain that Lou Piniella used that day and more.
We've gotten a lot worse since George Carlin.
Oh, yeah. That's a great, trust me. Piniella learned all the much worse, expounded. That must have been a sight to see. I could just imagine that. That's a great story. Got reamed out by Lou Piniella. Let me tell you about the vault. 213 North Main Street in Greenville. Jamie and Steve, I'm coming right to you when we get back. 213 North Main Street in Greenville. Coolest retro sports apparel store anywhere. Listen, get to the vault. The vault has it all. They have every team from the NCAA tournament. So if you're still clinging to the tournament, if you're a Villanova fan, they've got you covered. If you're a Clemson fan, they, of course, have you covered. It doesn't matter what your sport is, though. You know, if you're a New Jersey Devils fan, Zach, the vault has you covered. Whether your sport is pro football or college football or Major League Baseball, it just doesn't matter. The vault is an unbelievable place. They have things that you either forgot existed or you didn't know existed about your team's history. American-made shirts, pre-washed, pre-shrunk, incredibly comfortable. Buy one cap, get the second half off. It's the Vault. 213 North Main Street in Greenville. Get out there today. I promise you'll thank me later. Quick break. Wall tip to the Road Rage.
Safely in the Priority One Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
Hey guys, Kelly here. As a Clemson graduate, I'm here to inform our listeners about Clemson Give Day. We are calling all Tigers to unite for Clemson's third Give Day on Wednesday, April 4th. It's time to show you are all in. Make your gift online now at clemson.edu/giveday and be a part of this historic effort. Gifts are tax deductible. Go to clemson.edu/giveday and share on social media using hashtag #ClemsonGiveDay. Go Tigers!
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious, LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to lightstream.com/sports. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to lightstream.com/sports. That's lightstream.com/sports. lightstream.com/sports.
Subject to credit approval. Rates include 0.5% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans.
The Capital One Saver Card presents the invention of the takeout container.
Oh, darling, I've done it. With this folded paper box, we can now easily take out food